There are certain chumras that truma has, that kodesh, kodshim, has more than truma. Now this kodesh is lavdavka kodshim amish, even chulin that nasu ataras kodesh. Anything that has something like kodesh on it is more chama, more stricter than regular truma. What does that mean? Shematvilim kelim b'tar kelim l'truma. If you have two kelim that are tamei, and you want to put them into the mikvah to become Torah, so you're allowed to put one into the other. Like you have a glass and a pot, you're allowed to put the glass inside the pot and be tabled them together. That's good for hilchos truma. That means afterwards, if you want to put only truma into these kelim, the kelim are Torah for truma. Avolor lakodesh. But if you want to use it afterwards to store kodshim in it, that's no good. Then we're afraid maybe the shas tefillah, the inside kli was like too much down on the outer kli, and it made a chatzitza there that the water did not get in and touch the kli in between. Therefore, really both of them are tummy. So that's only a chumr mit rabbonin. So we're machmir filchus kodshim and not filchus truma. The Rashi says shematzvil and kli b'ter kli shashneim tameim. Case you had two kelim that were tummy, a jar and a pot. So you could put one inside the other and be table them the way they are together in the mikvah. We'll explain why. We're afraid that touching one another in that place, the water won't get there. Right? Achurayim, the back of the kli, the toich, the inside of the kli, obeisat svita, that's another part of the kli, like that's the handle where you can put your hand. Sometimes there's an indention inside the kli where you can stick your hand in it to catch the kli. So there's like three different parts to the kli. There's the outside of the kli, there's the inside of the kli, and then there's an indention inside the middle of the kli where you can grab a hold of it with your fingers. So halacha is bitruma avolay bakodesh. Each one will look like a separate kli negeya tilchus truma. That means if one became tamei, only that's tamei, not the other. If the inside became tamei, only the inside, not the outside. That's the way we know for truma. Avolay bakodesh. Negeya to kodshim, if any one of these three parts was makabel tuma, automatically we say the whole kli is tamei. Like Rashi says, Achurayim b'teuchah beisat svitel truma. Kli horuya l'shtamesh, there's a kli that you could use it b'teuchah inside it. Or miachurav, you could also use the outside of the kli. Or beis svitosoi, kol tashmish, v'tashmish shaboy, that means beis svitosoi, we'll see in the Gemara, the place where you grab a hold of it, there's like a hole there, that you grab a hold of it there. So we say, kol tashmish v'tashmish shaboy, choshev kli b'fnei yatzmai. Every part of the kli that you could use is called like a separate use. And each part is called like a separate kli by itself. Linyan truma. That means shemnit mozeh, lenit mozeh. If sherets touch the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. Over tumas de rabbonin come forth b'gemara. We're only talking about a tumah de rabbonin. And midirayis savad, there's no chilek. Midirayis, so we say when tumah touches the kli, automatically the whole kli is tummy. But on tumas de rabbonin, the rabbonin made these kulis. That negayat to truma, whatever the sherets touch, that's part of the kli is tummy. The other part is not. Avoloi lakodesh, that's Rashi. Shem nitma echad mehen kulan tulam tama lakodesh. If any one of this part of the kli is came tummy, negayat to kodshim, the whole thing is tummy. Says again, there's another chumra of kodshim over truma. Another chumra is hanoisayas hamedris. If somebody is carrying on top of him a kli that has tumas medrash, let's say a blanket that a zav or a nida sat on, so it has tumas medrash, it's an avatuma. Now you're carrying it on your shoulders. Noiseyes ha-truma. You're also allowed to carry truma on the other shoulder. And like, we're not afraid that maybe the blanket will go inside the kli that's carrying the truma, and it will be matama the truma. We're not afraid. Avoloyes ha-kodesh. When you're carrying kodshim, then you can't be carrying on your shoulders these two things, this pillow that has tumas medrus on it, and next to it, even though it's not touching, you can't carry kodshim, because we're afraid as a chumra, maybe one will touch the other. Drashi, hanoises medrus, manel shel zav. Let's say you're carrying a shoe that belongs to a zav, so he's matama the shoe. Is noises a truma, bichovius, you can carry on your shoulders also a barrel of wine, even though the wine is truma. Sheinu nageya biavira. Because the way it is right now, the shoe is not touching the inside of the barrel. Therefore, it's not in the time of the wine. It's okay. But for kodshim, we're afraid maybe one will touch the other. Therefore, for kodshim, there's this chumra. You can't carry one next to the other. Now, big day oichle truma medrish lakodesh. Now, who are din begodim? that a kohen wears, even though the kohen eats truma. So he's makpid a certain amount to keep himself tor, because you can't eat truma when you're tameh, you're not allowed to be matama the truma. So even though the kohen watches his clothing, it shouldn't become tameh like a tor, that's not enough shmir ol kodesh. Somebody, a kohen that wants to eat kochim, he has to watch himself much more. So the begodim for regular kohen is like tameh for this kohen that wants to eat kochim. Then the Mishnah goes on to another cloud now. Loike midas hakodesh midas hatruma. These are like another thing. There are other halachas that there's difference between hilchas kochim and hilchas truma. Sheba kodesh negeyat kochim matir umenagev umatzul. If you have a kli that became tummy and you want to put it into the mikveh now to make it tor that you'll be able to use to touch kochim with, so if it has a knot in the kli, you have to make sure first matir, first untie the knot in the kli. Omanagiv, make sure that whatever it is, a towel, is completely dry before you put it into the mikvah. Umatfil, then you put it into the mikvah. This is a chumra you have to be knowing by kochim. So yachakach, and then after you take it out of the mikvah, then kosher, then tie it back again the way it was before. Over truma, mashenka and again to truma. If you only want to use this towel now to touch truma with later, then we say kosher, even the chachil, you're allowed to make a knot in the towel. Now, for Shetzer, we're talking about a knot that's not that tight, that's really going to stop the water from coming in. So really, with your eyes, it's called the good tefillah. It's only a special chumah for kochim not to have any knots at all. But for truma, you're allowed to have a knot there, and even if you want to, lechatchila kosher, go and make a knot if you want to. The yachakach matzvil. And then you're allowed to be toivul. Trashi loike midas hakodesh, v'chatzitzas tefilosoy midas hatruma. Now we're talking about hilchas chatzitza, that when you toivul the kelim, it depends for what purpose you want to use them. If you want to use them for truma, you want to use them for kochim. Shabbat kodesh, em yesh beged tomei, uvo lat viloi. You have a towel that's tomei, and you want to toivul it now to make it tor, to be able to use with kochim. Im kosher hu, if it's a knot in the towel, mater es kishroi. You have to untie the knot. Mishum de domel chatzitza. It looks like a chatzitza. Even though it's not that tight, and for sure the water goes through the towel through and through, still it looks like a chatzitza for kochim. There's a chumra you have to untie the knot first. Umenagiv, another chumra. Imlachu, let's say this towel is a little bit wet. Menagvoy tchili, you have to dry it off first. V'yachakach matviloim. V'chozem ishun adama lechatzitzu. We'll see in the Gemara. If it's a little bit wet, we're afraid it gets cracks there like, and maybe it'll be such a big crack, the mikveh water won't get into it, so you have to make sure it's totally dry, the kli, and then you can put it into the mikveh. But this is only for kochim. But over truma, if you only want to use this towel now to use truma with, in rotzel kosher kosher, if you want, you could even make a nat l'chatchila. V'yachakach matul, and then you can be toivlet. This is a chumra by kochim and not by truma. Another chumra for hilchas chatzitza is, Hakli, the kelim hanigmorim b'tayro tzrichen tefilu lakodesh avolay latruma. This is not hilchas chatzitza, it's stam halacha. That if you have a kli that after it's nigmara, after it was finished making, from then on the owner or whoever made it watched it, it remains tor. Like you know, from then on it wasn't mekabel tuma, it's okay for truma. It's okay, you don't have to be toivlet again. Mashenka for kachem, it's not enough. Still, you have to be toivlet. Again, kelim hanigmorim b'tayra. That means while you're making the kli posher, it's not fixed yet, it's not called the kli, it can't be makabel tumah. You don't have to watch it. But once you're finished making the kli, now it's called the kli, it could be makabel tumah. So by the time when it was finished, even if you watched it not to become tumah, still negeh to kachm, if you want to use this pot now to cook up kachm with, you have to put into the mikveh first. Avolay l'truma, for truma not. So Rashi says, Tzrichim tefilu l'kodesh. The Gemara Meforish Taima. Gemara will explain why. We'll see. We're afraid the spit is from a zav touch went on it before, and after we got finished, the spit is still on it. That's what we're afraid of. So therefore, maybe it's still tummy. Vaitam hakli mitzaref masha b'teichel hakodesh avolay l'truma. A chumra that if you have a kli, a pot, and there's a lot of food, let's say in the pot. So even though each food is separate, there's a bunch of apples there. So really, if a sheretz touches one apple, really what should be is only that one apple is tamei. And negayat to oichel, oichel is not matam oichel. But we say a chumra by kochim, that since it's in one pot, the pot makes like one big food. And therefore, if the sheretz, whatever it is, touches only one apple, all the apples are tamei. That's called HaKli Mitzarif Masher B'Toichai. What's ever inside the Kli becomes like one thing, and since whatever touched it made it Tomei, a Sheretz, the whole thing is Tomei. Like Kodesh, that's only a Chumra by Kodeshim, Avolelu Truma. By Truma you don't say that. If you have 10 apples in the pot, and a Sheretz touched one of them, only that one apple is Tomei, and the other ones are Torah. You have a lot of pieces of food in one pot. And a tomei touched one of them. We look as if it's all one big piece, and it's all tomei. By truma we say no. The one that it touches a rishon, for nagaz bo have shniya. The second one is a sheni. A rishon makes a sheni. For nagaz be shniya shlishis. For yashat iris. By truma, the third one is puzzle. It itself is tamei, but it's not matami a fourth one. So the gayat to truma, only the first three are no good. The rest of them are okay. Vaita. For revii ba kodesh puzzle. The hilchos kachim a shlishi makes revii. Like the same case before. If you have four pieces of meat. So if one piece becomes tummy, it touches the next piece and makes it a sheni. A sheni makes a shlishi. And a shlishi makes a revi, the fourth one is puzzle, it itself is tummy, but it's not matami a fifth one. That's called puzzle. Now that's the last one. The ashlishi by truma. By truma it only goes to a shlishi. Of a sheni latuma touches truma, it makes it for shlishi, but it's puzzle there, it stops there. The shlishi does not make a revi. Uva truma im nitmas achas miyodov chaver te Torah. Truma, let's say your hands became tummy, one hand only, with a tumma the rabbonin. So lachris, you have to be wash that one hand. That's all, but the other end is still torn. Mashenkin of akodesh matful shteim. By kachim, there's a chumra that even if only one hand became tummy with a tumma the rabbonin, you automatically have to wash or be toivel both hands. Drashi. Here the tumma Rashi says. In the case that's only metame your hands and not your body, so for truma, that one hand you have to wash and not the other one. But by kodshim, we'll see matzvul shteim. You have to be toivel both of them, mashma, put them both in the mikveh. We'll see in the Gemara. He says, shayad metame eschaverta b'kodesh, avaloi b'truma. That's the klal. One hand automatically is metame the other one by kodshim, that you have to walk clean, be toivel both hands. But by truma, no. By truma, the one hand that's tummy is tummy, the other one is okay, is tor. Oichlin oichlim neguvim biyodayim mezuavois betruma. You're allowed to eat food. Oichlin oichlim neguvim. You have food that's dried. Dried food you're allowed to eat biyodayim mezuavois, even though your hands are tummy, betruma, by truma it's okay. Trash neguvim means shoy neguvim mi mehem shloy huchshru letumma meyolim. Means if you have fruit that was never huchshur, means you pulled off the apple today, and you watched it, that water never went on this fruit yet. So since water was not machshirit, it can't be mekabel tuma. So even if a sheretz touches the food, it doesn't become tummy. And so first there's some water on the apple. So if you have these apples that were dried from the time it was taken off the tree, that means it has no hechshir mekabel tuma. His halacha is, if it's truma, you're allowed to touch them with your hands that are tummy. If your dayim mezuah voice means if your hands are tummy, you're allowed to touch these food. Because you can't be matama the food, the truma is not huksha kabel tuma. So Rashi says, "V'dayim mezuavos min shniyas l'truma." The case that usually your hands has a din tuma shniyah on it. The chivon lehuksha lemifsula. Since the apples or whatever the truma is was never touched by water yet, it's not huksha kabel tuma. It remains tor. Avoloi b'kodesh. By kodesh you can't do that. Even though the kodesh is dry, it never had a huksha kabel tuma. We're seeing the Gemara the loch of chibas hakodesh is machshirosin. The fact that it has a din kachim on it, that itself gives it a hechshel kabatuma. Even though water never went on the food, but as long as this food has kedushas kachim on it, it's called chibas kachim, is hechshel kabatuma. The chiba, the chshivas, the dinim of kachim, makes it that it could be mekabatum even without water. Therefore, you can't touch kachim even though it never had it in contact with water. If one of your seven mishpachas was mace, so and you didn't bury him yet, so even if you didn't touch the mace, your brother Rachmanus was nifta, and you didn't touch him, but since you're a nainin, the locker is you can't eat kachim. Tzrich and Tfilah L'Kodesh. Before you touch him, you have to go to the mikveh. Ma'ashen came for Truma, you're allowed to. If you didn't touch the mace, you're not Tomei, you're allowed to eat Truma afterwards. O'mechusei Kippurim. Could go in Zav, She'etov L'Yem Shri. Somebody was a Zav, and on the seventh day, he went to the mikveh. The Sfirosa, the Herer Shimshon, it came night time already. O'lomochros U'kruo Yemechusei Kippurim. At that night, the seventh day by night, or the eighth day, before he has to bring his kabbonis, it's called the Mechusei Kippurim. That means he went to the mikveh already, even had Herer Shemesh, just he didn't bring his kabbonis yet. Shadayin goma tarosun tli b'kabbonai. He's not completely 100% Torah yet, until he brings his kabbonis. So locher is tzrich and tefillah liyachashem b'kabbonai imrot zalecho kodesh. Umar first time. Even after he brings his karbonos on that day, he remains with a din tumah on him until he goes to the mikveh another time. Mashen came to truma, it's okay. Even my mechusa comes at night to Herer Shemesh, he's allowed to eat truma. He doesn't have any tumah on him, even though he has to bring the korban, or even after he brings the korban. So only yechur min kachim, in order to be able to eat kachim, you have to go to the mikveh again, even after you bring your karbonos. But all this we'll see in the Gemara, and I'll explain the reasons why the Rabbanan made these chumras by kachim over truma. So the Gemara, ba'akoydesh my time aloy. Now, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? Again, the ratio of the Mishnah said a chilik that if you have two kelim that are tummy, you have a jar and a pot. So they get to truma, you're allowed to put the jar inside the pot and be table them together in the mikveh. Now, shenkin by kachim, if you want to use this jar and pot, tea kachim in it, then you can't be table them one inside the other. But the Gemara, my time aloy, what's wrong with putting both together? We're afraid the inside kli, its weight, will rub down hard against the bottom kli, and it'll make a chatzitza there that the water won't be able to come in there. So therefore, it's not called a good tefillah. The weight of the inside kli, will weigh down on the outside kli. It's resting inside it. Chatzitz of ne'amayim will stop the water from getting in there. Both kelim will remain tamei. The Gemara then is going to ask if that's the real chashash, that you're afraid really the inside kli is touching the bottom kli, that the water cannot get there, so it's a real chatzitza mediraisa, so it shouldn't be good for trumer either. The now Mishnah says it's only not good for kachim, but for trumer it is good. So seeing the Gemara, it's only a chashash. No, it's not really that we're not really afraid of this, because really there was water there before, so really we're not afraid of this. But we'll see in the Gemara. So first of all, I want to say the Rabbi Loi says the reason is because of chatzitza. Fred the Gemara, no. For me this sefer mishum chatzitza, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The next part of the Mishnah talks about hilchas chatzitza. What stops the water from getting in? Mashma the reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah is not talking about hilchas chatzitza. Where's the raya? Tiktani sefer. The next part of the Mishnah says for loy kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. That hilchas kachim is different than hilchas truma. Sheba Kodesh, when you want to be table this napkin, this towel that you want to use for kachim, what you have to do is first matir. If there's any knot in the towel, you have to untie the knot. Now this for sure is zichas chatzitza. What's wrong with having a knot in the towel? We're afraid if you have a knot in the towel, it will stop the water from getting in there. This is zichas chatzitza. So the next part of the Mishnah says the chumra that by kachim you have to be makbid of chatzitza, not have a knot in the towel, is matir, untie it, or menagiv, and dry it, well also there shouldn't be a chatzitza there, or matfil, and then be toiled, and then if you want to tie it back again, or vatruma, the Mishnah says, but you want to toivel this towel, just to be able to be used to with truma, then kosher, if you want to even make a knot like a tchila, v'yachakach matfil, and then be toivel. So that's the loch of the sefer of the Mishnah about hilchos chatzitza. So it's mashma that the Reish is talking about something else. So Mura says, no, I'll tell you, Reish of the sefer mishum chatzitza. That's not a kasha. True, the sefer talks about hilchos chatzitza, but maybe the Reish is also talking about hilchos chatzitza. So they're both talking about shalas if the water won't touch the whole kli. Utsricha, I need both cases of the Mishnah. The Yashmin and Reisha, I would have just heard the Reisha with two kelim, one inside the other. Have a min, I no time at Lakoidish Loi, Mishum Kvedish Okli. The Yikah, that's a very good reason. I would think for Kachim, we're afraid that maybe the inside Kli will be pressing down too hard on the outside Kli, and it's a real Chatzitza. No water will get there. So that's why for kachim we're makbid, that's not called a good tefillah. Avol seifa, the lack of kveda shakli, but the seifa stam you have a towel, that you have a knot in the kli, but there's no weight, there's nothing pressure pulling one to the other. Eimal akredish namala avichatitza. I would think maybe even for kachim also there's nothing wrong with it. So what if there's a small knot there? Like we said about it, we're not talking about a very tight knot that water can't get through it. We're talking about mustam, a little loose knot. So there's no pressure there, there's no weight there. So I would think there, even for kachim maybe it's good. So that's why I need the seifa also. For the Gemara then, so good, just say the Sefer, don't say the Resha. No. V'yashmin in Sefer, I would just hear the Sefer by the towel. Have a minayin of time with the Kodesh Lo. You know where I would think by Kodeshim it's no good. Mishom de Kitra, v'maya ahadukim ahedik. Mishom de Kitra ahadukim, the worst mayim take out. The Bas says, Mishom de Kitra ahadukim ahedik. Because the knot could get very tight. Like who says it's talking about a loose knot? Knot? No, we have to be afraid. Like maybe a loose knot will become very tight. So by a knot there, we have to be afraid very much that it'll become too tight and it'll stop the water from getting through. But by the ratio, we have just one kli instead of another kli. Usually what happens is when you put it into the mikvah, the water picks it up. Like it starts to float. So even though it's a heavy kli, but when the water starts to get inside it, with the water makes the top kli float above. So there's no real pressure of the top kli on the bottom kli. So I would have thought there is no shalof katzitza. However, Rachel demai, when the water gets in there, in between the two kelim, it makes it float, it picks it up a little bit, lamona, the top kli. So lehevi katzitza, I would have thought there, for sure there's no problem about a katzitza. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both cases, both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah, both have to say Hilchos Chatzitza. That by Kochim, we have these two types of Chumras. We're afraid by Kochim for the knot, and we're afraid by the weight of the Kli also. So therefore, that could be Pshat and the Reisha also, both the same thing. Yeah. Where it says Rabbi Loi, now the Gemara says now Rabbi Loi the time. Rabbi Loi that says the time of the ratio of this one kli inside the other kli is that the shnat pi achatzitzi goes according to his own time. The Rashi says Rabbi Loi diuki time of the ratio mishum chatzitza le time. He goes according to his own shitas. Rashi diomar esa mile shonakan. Rabbi Loi says the klal that in our Mishnah it says 10 miles, 10 chum is the rabbanon here. Elu shebein truma lakodesh. There's only 10 differences. The Anan, really, if you count everyone in the Mishnah, you'd Aleph to Nan Bey. Our Mishnah says 11 differences. So what's the Pshat? Halahani Tate Dechad the time of Klash Lukachada. Okay, below it's very good. The time of the first Chumrah, and the time of later the Nats, and the time of one Kli inside the other Kli is the same reason. To both Mishun Chatzitzos, he counts them both like one difference, and therefore instead of 11, you only have 10. So Amashe Beloi comes out very good. More says Rabbi Loi the timing. To Yomer Rabbi Loi, Yomer Rabbi Chanina. Bar Papa, Esa Mailoi Shonokan. You know, in our Mishnah it only says 10 chumris, that there's 10 differences between Shrum and Kachim. Chomesh Rishonos is Bein Lakodesh, Bein Lachulun Shinas Vataras HaKodesh. The first 5 chumris that it says Kachim has over Truma doesn't have to be real Kachim, like the meat of an animal. It could even be regular chulin, but if you eat it, you have a chumra that chulin shenas vataras hakodesh. Somebody accepts upon himself to be mak petit, even his chulin, with the same type of a kedusha of tairam that you have to have for kachim. So somebody has this chumra, even his chulin has the dinim also. The first 5. So if you have your kli, 2 kelim, you want to be tevil, you can't put one inside the other one. Even though you're not really going to eat kachim, you're only going to eat chulin. That was nasu atayras hakodesh. That has these chumris for these halakha, the first 5. But achreinis, the last 5, la kodesh, only has the real kachim. Avolor lechulun shenas vataras hakodesh. But not stam regular bread, regular food, just on yom kabbal upon yourself to be noy tyra, treat it as if it's kachim. Like you're a kohen that eats a lot of kachim. So you want to be used to keeping yourself Torah and the food Torah, so you make up a kabbalah, even the regular food you eat, you'll also eat with tyra hakodesh. Such a type of halach, even though it has chumris, you have to be nice like kachim, but the last 5 things you don't have. Now why not? What's the difference? So Moses says, my timer, chomish kemaisa, the yistlu, drawer, the tumim, the raisa, the first 5 chumris, that would really afraid, maybe it's still tumim, the raisa, like kli, but kli. We're talking about there, the tail, kalim, what tumim, the raisa, a sheretz touched the kalim. So they were tumim, the raisa. Halachshas is now that you're putting one inside the other one, maybe the weight of the top one would weigh down on the bottom one, and there'll be a real chatzitza. Now, if that's true, if it really will be a chatzitza, it'll be tumim d'oraisa. So since there's a sofik chashash and tumim d'oraisa, therefore gozel be'rabbonin bein la'kodesh bein l'chulin shenatz v'tayros ha'kodesh. If it's a real chashash that maybe will be possible in d'oraisa, then the chumra applies even to your regular chulin, your regular food that this kohen is eating in his house, that he accepted upon himself to eat it with the same amount of tayr as kochim. He has to be knowing that chumra on this food also. Because it's a chashash d'oraisa. The Rashi says, Roro the Tumah d'oraisa, Chashash Tumah d'oraisa, Kli b'ter Kli. Iika Chatzitza Tumah d'oraisa. Because if there's really a Chatzitza d'oraisa, if it would really stop the water from getting there, it would remain Tumah d'oraisa. So as a Chashash d'oraisa, you have to be Machmirim for Yechulin, Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. He Achurayim v'toich, Af agab de v'kelem shenitma achura b'mashkin Tumah d'rabboni. Even though the chur, that second chur we had, that if you have three different ways of using the clear, the inside, the outside, and the hole inside it, we said each one has its own tumra, and for kochim it all has one din, even though we're talking about it was only mekabel tumim with rabbonin, askinan, miyu, hod yomer rabbonin, mashkin temeyim, kli, that the rabbonin said that any water that's tumay could be matama kli, mishum gzeira damashkin zav zavu. The reason why mashkin, water that's tumay, even if it's a rishon or a sheni, it could be matama kelim, it's a gzeira, that water up to the mashkin of a zav or a zavu. Hagoin roikoi, humeine raglov. The whole gzeira was, maybe you come to be knowing the same halachas with the spit of a zav, or the meine raglov of a zav, which those things are av hatumis. If the spit of a zav goes on a kli, it's matam of the kli midiraisa. Over tumah d'oraisa ein chilek bekli shatov ben churayim matoichoi shebechol mokem shetumah nagaz bo nitmas kulay. And by regular kli midiraisa, there's no difference. Wherever the spit of the zav goes on the kli, it's matam of the whole kli. Whether it goes on the inside of the kli, whether it goes on the outside of the kli, the whole thing is tummy. See, even though we're talking about mashkin, that's only tumim with the rabbanon, but it's gzeira oto the roik of the zav, which is tumim with the raisa. So therefore, it passed to make the gzeiras even by chulin shenas vataros hakodesh, because it has something to do with the diraisa. The same thing, noisias a medrash nami chashash tumim the raisa. Of course, the gemara, my soy shenoflu with suas asando biyaver chavius bigdoy chavius. That there, the third chashash was on one shoulder carrying a shoe that has tumah zav on it, medrash, tumah d'oraisa. On the other shoulder, carrying a barrel of wine. So the other chashash is that maybe the shoelace will go flying inside the barrel and touch the kodesh. If it touches the kodesh, it's tumah d'oraisa. So there, there's a chashash in the d'oraisa. Therefore, we're marked even by chulin shenas ataros hakodesh. Vayten big deyach letruma medrash hakodesh shem yosh v'leim mishtanida zos chashash d'oraisa there. At that, we say a kohen that only eats truma, his clothing is tumei for a kohen that eats kochim, because we're afraid maybe his wife, when she was a nida, sat on those clothing. And therefore, it's tumei m'diraisa. Cheshacha tumei m'diraisi. And kelem ani gemore mishum tsunura di amoritz shem azavu. Same thing, a kli that even though it was finished, and now you're watching a batira, it's no good for kochim, because we're afraid maybe the spit of an amoritz went on it. And the Amoritz was had tumah zav on him. So again, there's a chash, maybe there's tumah midiraisa. So wherever we're afraid of tumah midiraisa, the Rabbanah made the chumra both on kachur mamish, and who are then on chulin, shenas vataras hakodesh. Versus vaitu mashenkein bas raisa. But the last five, the last lud rora, the tumah midiraisa, there's no problem at all about a tumah midiraisa. They're totally only a chash of tumah the Rabbanans. They're only tumah the Rabbanans, nothing to do with midiraisas. Is gozul bar rabbanon lakodesh. True, the rabbanon made these gzeiros for mamish kochim, but lechulin shenas vataras hakodesh lagozgro. But for regular chulin, just the kohen wants to be makpatidit with the same much tyra that he's kochim with. This much of a chashash rabbanon did not make on that type of a food. For that food, you don't have to be makpat with these last five gzeiros. It's lagozul bar rabbanon. Right. Rava says in Upshat now. So far we had Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says the ratio of the two kelim, one inside the other, is mishum chatzitza. Rava says now no. Rava Amar mi the safe having mishum chatzitza. I tell you ratio lav mishum chatzitza. Like the way we started off. Mashma Hilchos Chatzitza starts later in the Mishnah, and the first din of the Mishnah of one kli inside another kli has nothing to do with Chatzitza. For Reisha Ainu Taimo Gzeira Shelo Yatful Machten Vitzinoyos the kli Shein Vepiv Kishuras Hanoit. We're afraid maybe you're going to have a kli that's maybe inside the mikvah, and you're going to put small needles that are tamei. You're going to want to be table them inside this kli. And you're going to put it inside the kli, even though the kli is in the mikvah, but the opening of the kli is very small. It's smaller, kishfaras hanoit. That's the size of two fingers that go around like this, like a bottle cap. You have a Pepsi Cola bottle. We're afraid you put a Pepsi Cola bottle in the mikvah, so the opening is not wide enough for two fingers to go around. That's not called the chibur, the water inside with the water outside. So you're not allowed to put now things inside it to be matiring them. And unless you have these small needles that are tummy. So you want to throw the needle inside this bottle, it won't be good. So that's the chash, that's the zera and the resha. That's why you can't put one kli inside another kli, even though the pot is very wide. And there it should be okay. But the zera, once you put something inside the other thing, maybe you come to put these small needles to nairas in a kli, shein bepitz, kishuras hanait. Rashi says, the kli shein pikshuras anoid v'yehi lav tefili. That's not called the tefili then. Shein hamayim hanichnosim l'toychon chibul mei mikvah. Because the water inside that...